Okay, gentlemen, so we are currently on Dafyurgim Lamdalef, but in fact, we're at the bottom of Dafyurgim, the last line. The Mishnah goes, Kol ha-ro'i la-mizbeach, ve-lo-y-le-bedek-bayis, so if you're makdish something, and it is the sort of thing which can be brought on mizbeach, it's subject to me'ilah. And if it's the subject thing, sort of thing which cannot be brought on the Mizbeach, but the Beis HaMikdash has a use for it practically, then it's also subject to Mi'ilah. And frankly, if the Beis HaMikdash has no use for it, then it remains subject to Mi'ilah. Okay, the Mishnah continues. Ketzad, let's go through the cases. Hikdish bor malemayim. If he was to be marked, if he was to dedicate a water hole, which is full, it's full of water, to the Bedek HaBayis, and that is in fact something, which is ro'oi for the Bedek HaBayis. It is useful for the Beis HaMikdash because they can use it to make plaster and cement and other things. They need water in the maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash, but it is not useful, not for the kiyor, and not for nisuch hamayim, because that water really had to come from the Shiloach. It had to come from the spring that was at the southern edge of Yerushalayim. This is only useful for the Bedek HaBayis. Ashbos male zevel, or alternatively, just piles of garbage, which are not useful for anything at all. Shovach, male yonim. A shovach is, okay, so what they would do is they would keep their doves, turtle doves, etc., doves really, because doves were used as messenger birds, they would keep in these very, very large natural holes. Basically, what they would do would you'd have a, basically a mountain, and it would have a gigantic hole in the center, which they would then enlarge, and they would carve the sides full of little crevices. And in those crevices, doves could live, and they were used as messenger birds. So, Shovach Mali Yonim, Ilan Mali Peres, a tree which is full of fruit. And the Meyuchas HaRashi here says that what it's probably talking about is probably talking about a grapevine, because grapevines, as we have discussed, the tree itself was not useful to be burnt on its back, did not burn well. However, the fruit could be, you couldn't really, you would didn't really build with it either, but the fruit could be used on the Mizbeach, could be used to make the wine that would be poured on the Mizbeach. Sade malia sabim, or a field which is full of plants, which is really not useful for either, right? They didn't; those plants were just not useful at all in the Beis HaMikdash. Everything, both the object itself, the field, the tree, etc., are subject to mila, and whatever is within them is subject to mila. The entire context is subject to mila. If you were to be marked, if you were to dedicate a hole, a water hole, which was empty, and then it filled with water, ashba ve'achar kach nismali zevel, or a garbage dump which was empty and then it was filled with garbage, shovach ve'achar kach nismali yonim, a dove roost which was empty and then it became and then it was filled up with doves, ilan ve'achar kach nismali peros, a tree which a grapevine which only grew to grapes later, sade ve'achar kach nismala asavim, a field which was fallow and then it filled up with plants. You do the field itself, the vine itself, the object itself, which you makdish, is subject to Mi'ilah. Whatever filled in afterwards, whatever grew afterwards, is not subject to Mi'ilah. Rabbi Yossi said that when it comes to what grows in a field, or what grows in a tree, as opposed to the other cases, the rubbish dump, the dove roost, right? They are in fact subject to Mi'ilah, right? They are subject to the what grows from that is also subject to Mila, because it grew from Hekdesh. It actually developed from the Hekdesh. It didn't really find its place in Hekdesh. It actually developed from the Hekdesh. Now we should mention the bor. A lot of these cases are of things that are actually connected to the ground. They're actually part of the ground. And usually we assume that things that are part of the ground are not subject to the Isser Me'ila. So Tosfos suggests in the name of Rashbam, right, that the case is you make a special use of it, which is something which that was intended for. So for example, a big hole in the ground, put stuff in it. Right? Rabbeinu Tam says that makes no sense. He says, no, instead, it must be a case where you actually took some of the earth. The very earth of the waterhole, the very earth of the field became Hekdesh. And if when you took some of the earth and made use of it, that is going to be Me'ila. Okay. Vlad ha-Me'useres. Lo yinuk mina Me'useres. Ve'acherim nisnadvim keten. So, the Gemara says that if you have an animal which is Meiser Behema, and it was pregnant and it gave birth, then you should not, the child of that animal should not nurse from that animal. And the reason why is because the animal is Hekdesh, and therefore, it's really getting Hanoah straight from the animal if its child which is not Hekdesh nurses from it. Okay, Rashi says these words, Echir Misnabim came, are very these words are difficult, Echir Misnabim came. So the Meuchas Rashi here explains it as follows, that what people do is they take, when before this animal enters the deer, it enters the pen where the animals will leave one by one and be counted, right? Just in case that animal does come out as a Meiser, what they do is they say, if this animal comes out as Meiser, then even though the animal is Meiser and it's Kadosh, its milk will be Chulin. And normally you can't do something. This is called Masne'al Master Kasim Torah. This is called putting a Tanai on what's written in Torah. But firstly, we said that the milk of an animal is only subject to Me'ilah Midarabanan, not Daraisa. So that's obviously not Masne'al Master Kasim Torah, because it's not written in the Torah. And secondly, the reason why this works is because you could have chosen not to put this animal in the deer, in the pen at all. You could have chosen to keep it out of the pen, and therefore that way there would be absolutely no chance of becoming Meiser Behema. Since that option existed, right, it is pretty much automatically it is pretty much automatically it's pretty much automatically a nedava, right? It's pretty much automatic. It feels it has a lot of the characteristics of a voluntary sacrifice because you didn't have to actually obligate yourself in it. Similar to tzitzis, right? Tzitzis is an obligatory mitzvah, but only if you're wearing a beged, which is chayev. You don't want to be chayev in tzitzis, then take the beged off, and you won't be chayev. Now that might not be admirable. Not technically aser. Similar here, it might not be admirable to take an animal out of the pen so it won't have any possibility of becoming Meiser Behema, but it's not technically aser, and therefore, since you have that option, right, if you do put an animal in it, it gets counted as though it wasn't a dover, and therefore you can put a tanai on it, and you can say what you want to become Kaddish and what you don't, especially since what we're talking about is called Kuloi Kedusha de Rabbanan. Okay. Um, The Rambam actually learns a little bit differently. He says, you can't do what I said. He said, what Acher Misnabim Kein means doesn't mean that you set a Tanai on the Kedusha of the Behemoth so that its child will be able to nurse. Right? It says you take a child, which is actually a Vlad Kodshim, a Vlad Chatas, etc., right? A animal which is a Vlad Kodshim, right? And you have that animal, the Vlad Kodshim, which is Kodesh, the regular Vlad Kodshim, right? Vlad Meiser is not Kodesh because the Kodesh of Meiser can't be passed on. Right? So you take the Vlad, the child of a different Kodesh animal, and you have that Kodesh nurse from this animal, which is Meiser Behema, and this Meiser Behema's animal's child will nurse from an animal which is not Kodesh, which is not Meiser Behema. You basically just switch them. That's the way the Rambam learns it. The Ravid says something a little different. He says that you have the option to basically delay the Kedusha from being Chal in it sounds like in these cases in general, right, if you have an animal which is a nursing animal or a pregnant animal, then you can basically yasmin, you can say this animal will be Kodesh, and it'll become Kodesh at some later point, but it's not Kodesh yet. And that's what the Gemara means here, right? Okay, fine. Let's continue. Vlad ha-mukdashim, the child of regular Kodesh animals, lo yinok min ha-mukdashim, should not nurse from a regular Kodesh animal, for acherim misnadim kein, acherim are misnadiv, similar statement. Is it the Rav for the Rav? This is literally exactly the same statement for Rashi. This is only going to be true, obviously, of korbanos, which can come as a sort of nedava. They will not be true of, for example, achatas, right? If Vlad Chatas dies, but like it won't be true of, I don't know, what's an example? The Olas Re'iya, because that comes as a chiyuv. Fine. Or maybe it will be, but it's an Ola comes as a davatam. Whatever, right? As in, it won't be true of a Vlad Asham, right? It will not be true because an Asham comes as a chiyuv. Won't be true of a Vlad Korban Pesach, because a Korban Pesach comes as a chiyuv. Okay. Hapoalim lo yochlu min grogros hakodesh. Right? Workers should not eat from figs, dried up figs, which hekdesh, which are in fact hekdesh. Right, poalim. Obviously, we're talking about people who are doing work for the Beis Hamikdash, not people who are doing work for you personally. If you're doing work for you personally, obviously, they cannot eat from the field, right? They cannot eat from a field which is hekdesh. We're talking about people who are working for hekdesh. Now, what's going on? Torah says that if you have workers that are harvesting your fruit for you, right, and the fruit is ready to be eaten, like figs, right, so then they can eat as they go along. Right, they're allowed to eat as they go along. That is not true if the field is hekdesh. It's only true if the field is owned by another Jew. And the reason why it's a straight grace. It's a straight grace. There's a kosov. They say, kisavo abechem reyacha ve'achalta, right? So when you come into the field, into the orchard of your fellow, and you can eat, right? Hekdesh is not your fellow. Okay. V'chin para mirkarshine hekdesh. Similarly, a para, right? If you have a para, if you have a cow, and Rashi has a gir, the Miuchas Rashi has a para girsa shel chulin, right? If you have a cow which is shel chulin, then even though normally there's a lav of leisach, so you should not prevent it from eating from the field that it is working in, that it is threshing in, for example. Here, you can, because the fiser is on a field which belongs to you, a field which belongs to Hekdesh, has a different din. Okay. Gemara. Kasani. Vlad ha-me'osiris le'inoik min ha-me'osiris. The Gemara says that the child of a Meister Behema should not nurse from Meister Behema. Ananimili. When does that come from? Amar Rav Achtevui bar Ami. Rav Achtevui son of Ami said, Asya ha varaha varam khorma bechor mo'alim boy af chalav mo'osiris mo'alim boy. Right? There's a gzir shava. In a bechor it says, ve'ha'avarta kol peter rechem. The full pasuk is, ve'avarta kol peter rechem ladinoi ve'chol peter sheger ve'ima asher yelecho hazcharim ladinoi. Right? And so you should basically transfer ve'ha'avarta all peter rechem, any animal which opens the womb, which is the firstborn naturally born animal, and there was not an abortion before, of this animal, Lashem, to God. Right? And similarly, in Meiser Behema, it says, So the pasuk says, "Vechol ma'isar ba'kar v'tzayin kol asher ya'avor tachas hashevet hasiri yetachid shalshem el any ma'isar ba'kar the tenth all and the tenth of of cattle or of sheep, right? Anything which will pass ya'avor." Same verb, right? Tell the same verb structure at least. Tachas hashevet, underneath the stick, but if you can then with the stick. Hasiri, the tenth, will be kodesh lashem. The tenth animal will be kodesh, will be holy to God. So yeah, the ha'avara, we have a gzeira shava. Right? Just as a bechor is subject to Me'ila, so to the milk of Ma'aser Behem will be subject to Me'ila. Note that the milk of a Bechor is obviously not subject to Me'ila because a Bechor is a male animal. Right? Therefore, if you know, does not generate any milk. And if it does, then that's weird. And the Gemara actually says that that is not considered to be milk at all. It's considered to be something completely different for all halachas. Okay. Chalav ha-mukdash nami asya imoy mi Bechor. Similarly, we have a gzeira shava from bechor to regular kodshim, and it says in bechor kein ta'asel shachal tzinchal shevas yamim im imoy. Right, this is what you should do for your cattle and for your sheep. 7 days it will be with its mother, and for mukdashim it says right vahaya tachas imoy. It should be. Regular mukdashim, it says that 7 days should be with his mother. It cannot be sacrificed before the 8th day. Just as when it comes with Bechor, right, which is Zachar, which is male, the entirety of the animal is subject to Me'ilah. So too, when it comes to Kodesh, there is Me'ilah on the whole thing and even the milk. Like I said, this contradicts the previous Gemaras that we learned, that it sounds like milk is only an Isser of Me'ilah Midarabanan, in that there are no regular Tashlumi Me'ilah. It should be noted that Rashi here is Leshitase. The Miyuchsa Rashi sounds like this is all the Araisa, and this is Leshitase, that he thinks that there is such a thing as an Isra Milam in the Torah, which nevertheless does not have Keren V'chomesh V'ashan, doesn't have the full Nafka means a Me'ila. Why? Because this is not Kedusha which has anything to do with the Mizbeach. It's clear that Rashi thinks Keren V'chomesh V'ashan is something which has to do with the Mizbeach. There's a Pgia in the Mizbeach specifically. If you get some other Hanah from Hekdesh, that's Asur in HaTorah, but is not subject to the full Nafka means of of Me'ilah. Now, Tosfos here say, Leg Shuv, again, Leshitatzan. It's because they are in fact a Zera Derabanan. Tosfos here are explicit that it is in fact only a Zera Derabanan, which makes sense. Like I said, that makes sense. Okay, fine. Then the Tosis, whatever, the Tosis have a complicated Mahalach, but I think that that it might in fact be Midoraisa. Okay, so I don't want to go into the details of that right now. They might have a way out of it, but Begadol Tosis seems to think it's Darabon, and like I said, that is in fact consistent with their Shita. Okay, Tov, the Gemara continues. Hapoalim lo yoichu vechuli, the poalim, the workers should not eat from the grogros, they should not eat from the figs that they are harvesting. My time, why not? Amar Rav Achtevai. Rav Achtevai Bar Ami. So again, the same person. Rav Achtevai Bar Ami said, "Damar Krabis." The passage says, "Leisachsem Shar B'Dishoy, Dishoy Shelcha Velei Dishoy Shel Hekdesh." We learn in when it comes to the animal, you should not prevent an animal from eating what it is working on. That's cruel. Shelcha, when it's yours, you should not. Velei Shelcha Hekdesh, when it belongs to Hekdesh, it's not yours. So then you should actually prevent it from eating. Hadash. Kal ila ilin besata hektish ma'al. Right? If an animal is dash kal ilin, which is some sort of bean, right? Which in a field which is hektish ma'al, he has committed mi'ila. Right? Sindakamara says. That this is true in basically the point that Gemara is making is that usually, as we said, Mi'ila only applies in something which is disconnected from the ground. The penalties for Mi'ila do not apply when the ground itself is Kodesh. So why would there be Mi'ila in this case, right? Isn't it still connected to the ground? Amar Ravina, Ravina says Shmamina Avka Ma'alila. Right? Ravina says the dust is not mechubar al karka. Right? The dust is not connected to the ground, and therefore there will in fact be me'ila on the dust. Eshkech, that was Daf Yud Gimel Aleph. Like I said, we will continue. Please go tomorrow.